Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Denise Brodsky from San Francisco. Thank you so much, Denise, for your contribution and your support of the show. Jim, you and I have more music than we can possibly get to on the regular program.
Yeah.
So hence the bonus podcast was made for us, man, and made for our fellow music lovers out there listening right now. Give us a hint of what you're going to bring to the Desert Island Jukebox this week.
Well, Greg, you talk about a delayed reaction. I recently got a thank you note for something I wrote in 1996.
Wow.
So this artist is on my mind. I bet you don't know of their work, and I'm going to school you and hopefully introduce you to a great voice you should have been listening to.
All right, we're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. We are back. Jim, what song are you adding to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
You know, Greg, in the late 80s, early 90s, during that first big psychedelic revival that in the U.S. gave us the Paisley Underground, you know, Robin Hitchcock had been going for a while in the U.K. with the Soft Boys, but he begins his solo career. I was a big fan of the album by Paul Roland called Dance Macabre. Mm. Paul Roland is a little bit of a psychedelic folky in the Mark Bolan mode. In fact, Roland, who sometimes dabbles in music journalism, would write a biography of Bolan. Also, we have kind of Syd Barrett wigginess and just in general orchestral orchestrated pop with a real big emphasis on being obsessed with steampunk. Right? Mm-hmm. Before it was called steampunk. Life in the Edwardian era, where there are these weird inventions and strange ways of making war and high fashion that's both beautiful and wildly impractical. Over the years, people like Robin Hitchcock and the Bevis Frond would become big fans. But I thought Roland hadn't done anything since this album, Dance Macabre. And a couple of weeks ago, I get this email. Hey, Jim, I just wanted to thank you for the very kind comment you made about Dance Macabre. Believe it or not, I only just saw this. This,
wow.
This was one sentence in my 1996 book, Kaleidoscope Eyes,
oh
which I rewrote as Turn On Your Mind, added a bunch later. And it's like, wow, talk about a message in a bottle taking a long time to get to the shore. And he's like, you know, thank you so much. It made my my day, my week, my year. By the way, I've made a lot of good music since. And in fact, he has. This sends me down the rabbit hole. There are more than a dozen Paul Roland albums since Dance Macabre back in 1987. A lot of them are great stuff. He's taken long breaks to do music journalism, to bounce between different indie labels, but I can't talk enough about the aesthetic. This is a world where everything revolves around H.P. Lovecraft, Edgar Allan Poe, H.G. Wells, you know, proto-steampunk and then post-steampunk, I guess we're at now. Just witness this song from Dance Macabre, The Great Edwardian Air Raid.
Mm.
You know, the Edwardian period, you know, pretty much ended before World War I. There were no Edwardian air raids, but Paul sings of one It is one of his more low-key tracks. There are also some great, swelling, beautiful orchestral pop. I mean, the guy's great. Just take a look at some of the playlists out there and sample from these many fine records. I'm giving you the one that launched my fandom on Sound Opinions.
Airships fill the skies above our heads. The sky was dark and fires lushed in red. Aloha filled the air as they turned towards the town. Their bombs destroyed the bandstand dancing statues to the ground.
The great Edwardian air raid. You know, some people would say, oh, you know, a little Precious, a little Tweet. Yeah, yeah. You know, in the same way the Decemberists are. You know, just the right side of Tweet. Had you ever heard of Paul Rowan?
No, you know, I talk about digging deep, completely under my radar. This is one of those deep, deep
It's really deep, but
Desert Island tracks.
You know, like I said, a dozen plus albums, and they all have moments of greatness.
That is it for this bonus episode. Jim DeRogatis, Digging Deep. And if you've got thoughts on this episode, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.